do we actually do this? This was part of my deconstruction last weekend when we were here. How do we do that? Theta waves. How do we activate theta waves inside our body? That ideating, that daydreaming. How do we do that? It's physical activity, rhythmic, run, bike, jog, swim, paddle, walk, music, art, just incredible. I watched this Elton John concert many years ago in Helsinki, and I got a press pass, and I was sitting right at the front. I was totally by myself, and he went off with his eyes closed during Rocket Man for about 12 minutes and played this incredible solo. And I was just, what? I think he was asleep. Like, but he was gone into a different place. That's possible for us. That's why I invest in these things. Incredible, fantastic headphones so I can listen. I can't hear anything now, but listen to like amazing music on the plane, amazing music when I'm working. It activates theta waves. You can also go into nature, waves, wind, trees. That's the Adam on the beach image, right? What we have to get rid of, what destroys this capacity in us, is technology, distractions. And whenever you're in this state of theta waves, please keep a notebook. We met Richard Branson a few years ago, and the thing that I picked up from him, he always carries a notebook with him so he can capture his ideas. When you drop into theta and you're ideating and you're creative and you come up with something new, we want to be able to capture that. I'm so fascinated by that potential and that possibility for us. And it's really, really interesting how that plays out. You know, I'm obsessed with art. In my undergrad degree, I did kinesiology. The only course that I got an A in was art history. Like, I loved art history. Maybe I'm in the wrong field, but anyway, I'm going to go with it. And I loved Alyssa's presentation yesterday, and I want to bring this up very specifically. This is a Leonardo da Vinci sketch, and I read his biography by Walter Isaacson this year, and it's fascinating. And the reason why I want to draw this to your attention is because I think it pulls everything that we've been speaking about so far together. He only produced about 15 to 20 pieces of work in his entire life. Like, this is Leonardo da Vinci. He was a polymath. He studied art, theater, anatomy. He did many, many, many dissections of the human body so that he could understand what was going on underneath the layers that he was drawing. He dissected the face so that he knew every single muscle in the face and how it works. That's why he was able to draw the Mona Lisa smile. This relentless obsession to his craft and to his creativity. Really quite fascinating. Now, if you look at this image on the left, the reason why I bring this up is that this is an image that he drew early on. And then he did all of his anatomical dissections. And then over a period of about 20 years, he discovered that there was an error. The sternocleidomastoid muscle, which is this muscle right here, if you turn your head to the side, you can see it pop out, right? That's this muscle right here, just on the either side of your windpipe, is wrong. It's actually shown as two muscles. After his dissections, if you look at it here, it goes from the base of your skull over to your clavicle. You'll see that it's one continuous muscle that breaks apart at the bottom, and it's actually displayed the wrong way. He learned that over the course of 20 to 25 years of exploration, of dissections, of trying to figure out the right way of doing things, which ultimately led him to this incredible piece of St. Jerome among the rocks where it's drawn properly. And he actually corrected this one as well about 15 years after the original painting was done. You can see the sternocleidomastoid muscle is drawn properly. This is the level of inspiration that we can get. These things that I'm sharing with you today, the eat, sleep, move, think, what we're going to come back and talk about after the break, all of the issues around truly elite level performance of controlling your attention and controlling your concentration, controlling your intensity are literally how we can elevate ourselves to another life, building a great foundation upon which we can construct world-class performances and create our life's work and things that are absolutely incomprehensible and quote-unquote, impossible until we actually break through and do it. That's why I wish for you this life of a limitless life. So, last thing I want to show you before we take a break. It's a piece of music. I always love showing a piece of music. We'll take a break, then we'll come back. We'll deconstruct things a little bit further. And I want to show you a piece of music by Sting and Lady Gaga. It's an incredible performance. The reason why I bring this to your attention is I just want to give you a blast of energy before we step outside. And it's an opportunity for you to see Lady Gaga take Sting to another level completely. He's there, he's all cool, and then she immediately comes in and pops up and opens up his creativity. And then together, they elevate themselves to a masterful piece. I've seen Sting probably 20 times in my life. I'm a massive fan of art and music. Do you guys mind queuing that up? And we'll just let that play, and as soon as it's done, we'll take a little bit of a break.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thanks, darling. One, two. One, two.
One, two, three. There's a little black spot on the sand today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black cat caught in a hot tree top.